A lot of people, very strong opinions about what they watched on their television screens. Let's get the thoughts, first of all, though, of the businesswoman Tina McKenzie and the commentator Alex Kane. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning, Tina.
Alex, let's start with you, Alex. What did you make of it?
Well, I think it's what Lawrence White said in the Belfast Telegraph, and I might have to give it a second programme. You know, the thing about Risky, and Stephen himself said when he was on, I think, some of the production staff in there, who I know well, were tweeting about it over the past couple of weeks, saying this could be risky, it could be controversial. And there is an element of risk. It's part of the language, because while a lot of the voices will be known to regular listeners of the show, so a lot of them won't be new in that sense, I think because it was after the watershed, particularly with it was Marie and Anne-Marie, I think, they allowed the language to be fairly fruity. I have no difficulty with that. Anyone who's seen me live knows I slip the odd F-word into things and so on. It'll depend whether the audience is happy enough to hear that. The other thing, I think this will be crucial, and it always is with programmes like this, it's whether the wider audience likes the people. Because, yeah, you can have anyone sitting on a screen, they may seem funny, they may not seem. If you don't actually warm to them, if you don't build up some empathy with them, I think that can be difficult, because people go, I can't stand. And I personally, and it's just a person, just me, and I didn't actually like the two women, the chain smoking, the complaining. I just, there's something about it, it didn't work for me. And since they took up about a third of the programme, for some, and I will watch it again because I respect the production team, and I think it may have a chance to improve. I suspect that maybe people will just go, no, I don't know, I'm not going to watch those two again.
Yeah, why did it not work, Alex? Because judging by the traffic online last night, they were very much the stars of the show.
You know, no, and that's what I'm saying. It's my own personal opinion here. Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned and set in my ways. It didn't work for me because, but I suppose part of it, I would have liked to know something about them. These are people whose voices I recognised immediately. I could have put a blindfold on and I would have been able to name these people. Norman, I have great time for. He is at times eccentric, but it's great stuff. I think with Heidi, and I can't remember the guy's name. Mervyn. Interesting stuff there. The difficulty was, I didn't know. You know, I would have liked to know something about the two women in particular. I'd like to know why they listened to Nola, what they did beforehand, why they have these views. So maybe that's missing. That's something that the programme can maybe pick up in other episodes. Because, yes, it's fine watching two women for 10, 15 minutes, 1 week going, you know, yabbering on about something. The next time you think, well, what do they do? I mean, I heard them say, well, you know, I brought up my children. I used to work. I would just like a little more, you know, back, a little more colour about them before just sitting watching another 10 minutes of them effing and blighting about just about everything from what I could gather.
Tina, how was it for you?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. I laughed the whole way through it. It really brightened up my night. In terms of learning more about the people, that's probably all a bit too deep, Alex. I think it's a bit like Google Box for Northern Ireland. You don't learn anything.
Even says it isn't, by the way.
Well, I think it's a bit like that. And do you know what's brilliant about it? Whether you agree, I mean, Marie and Amory were just hilarious. And I thought they were great. I really, really enjoyed watching them. Mm-hmm. Norman from Bangor, Alex, that's probably going to be you in 10 years. Dead serious.
That's me right now, Tina. I know that. I've accepted that.
What about the language, Tina? A lot of people making great play of the language that was used last night.
I saw that on Twitter, and actually I think, you know, it was after the watershed. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is, and it looked across a lot of people. It wasn't just Marie and Anne-Marie, but what you're seeing there is a cross-section of Northern Ireland. And what's wonderful about it is people are giving their opinions. All too often in Northern Ireland, we only hear the same political commentary week in, week out. This is a cross-section of people actually having good debate in the car about welfare reform, about whether people should go to work or not, about what problems people really have, about littering on the street and various. And I just thought it brilliant. And I would like to see more of it. The next thing that Stephen needs to produce is Loose Women for Northern Ireland. Get a few of those on as well.
Well, let's ask Stephen if that's in the pipeline, perhaps. Loose Women for Northern Ireland. Stephen, is that something you'd give a bit of thought to?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Look, I respect Alex big time, and I think what he said actually is quite insightful. You do need to get to know those characters, but you will. This is a five-part series. And I just watched. I could have written the script last night. Morning to you, Alex. Morning,
Stephen.
I could have written the script last night before that programme went out. I'll tell you what did annoy me, because I want to put some of my thoughts into the public arena this morning. I'll tell you what annoyed me immediately. Before the programme went out, people were forming opinions on the type of people that would be on the show. You know, there were some people saying, oh, these Nolan listeners, we hear enough of them, we don't want to see them. Do you know what? I'll be fighting for the Nolan listeners. I'm not saying that in some type of gratuitous way. You know, these people that think there's only a type of person should be on the BBC can clear off, as far as I'm concerned, because everybody from every walk of life should be on the BBC, in my view.
What about the language used, Stephen?
The language is a really interesting point, because there are two schools of thought, right? If we bleep all of our bad language, it probably would bring in a bigger audience because less people would be offended. But if what I'm trying to do in that series is show people in their authentic, real, raw way. Now, if you start to bleep them, it takes away a little bit of the authenticity. But can I just ask Alex and Tina their thoughts on this? Because it genuinely annoyed me. I'm in America at the minute, and this annoyed me right across the bloody world last night. And it was the people that started tweeting when they started to see the show. Are these people actors? They couldn't be for real. Like, are they serious? Are they living in such a bubble? Are the chattering classes living in such a bubble in Northern Ireland that they don't think that Marie and Anne-Marie and people like Norman and Mervyn exist? That's what absolutely drives me insane. Do they actually not think those type of people exist?
Mm-hmm. Alex?
Stephen makes a very good point there. I mean, he'll know. I've listened to his programme. I like Stephen. We're friends. I've loved the programme. I've been part of it for years. I'm glad to be. I know the characters, and it's one of the reasons I listen to it. And there are moments he will know I really do want to lift my radio and throw it out the window because I get so annoyed listening to some of these people. But that's what makes it exciting. And that's why I say, Stephen, I'm glad to hear we're going to know and hear more about them because that does matter. When Stephen started his radio stuff, whatever it is, 15, 20 years ago now, he built up that gallery of characters. He brought them in. He introduced them to a wider audience. That's why I say I'd love to know.
But what
why.
About his anger this morning, Alex? Stephen, very angry at the response a lot of people had last night to the programme. Do you get that?
I can understand that with Stephen because it does make me angry. And Stephen, I think I've said this to him before, I get people saying to me, you know, who are civil servants, lawyers, lots of, you know, because I'm middle class, I don't know, say to me, oh, Alex, why do you do that Nolan programme? Why do you go on and mix with those people? One person even said to me, oh, people like you give it credibility when you and Malachy O'Doherty and people like that go on to that programme. It's like you allow these people to think they're having conversations with, you know, intelligent people. That is the real Northern Ireland. I spent 30 years in politics. I've knocked doors across this province from everywhere, from Derry to Fork Hill to Belfast. I meet these people every day. I'm well enough known now, as with Malachy, not in Stephen's level, obviously, for people to stop me in the street and have conversations with. These are real people. That's why the programme and the radio works brilliantly.
Let me hear from Tina first before we bring you back in again, Stephen. Go ahead.
What I'd say to Stephen there is that I actually think some of those comments weren't detrimental. When people say, are these people actors? Because I actually think some of those comments were, this is too bloody good to be true. They are too funny. They are too entertaining. They were just brilliant. So I think some of that may not have been disparaging. It may have been, you know, saying that this is just absolutely fantastic to catch real people in a very real way.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I'm not actually angry. I actually sometimes laugh at the chattering classes who, let's be frank, sometimes they say, and Alex, you're dead right. You've heard it. You know, some people don't think I should have a role in the BBC because of my background. And then the type of people that phone the Nolan Show, that come on to the Nolan Show, basic television show. You know, Nolan Live's one of the most watched shows. It's around, 10 years now? Mm-hmm. It still gets flagged off for the chattering classes. The chattering, I have no problem with anybody looking at Radio Face last night and saying, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the format. I do have a big, big problem. Mm-hmm. With people saying those type of people should be on that show.
Let me get my rant over for one second.
You see Anne-Marie and Norman and the rest of them, I would far rather go out to dinner with them, be in their company, than sitting with professors on whoever he is from Queen's University and a dinner party of everybody else.
Well,
let me just add.
Briefly.
Take it as a real compliment that even the people that don't listen to Nolan in the morning, that you could watch that show without having had all those years of listening to Norman, and it could stand on its own 2 feet.
Well, let's hear from somebody now who really didn't enjoy the experience last night. Frank, good morning to you. What did you think?
Good morning. I thought the show, well, I didn't think it was very good. I didn't think there was any substance to the show. To me, it was like Channel 5 Big Brother. The title Radio Face really says it all. People sometimes are fit, if you want to say it, for the radio, but not necessarily in the TV.
What were you expecting, Frank?
I don't know what I was expecting. I was just watching it to see, and the people I was sitting in the room with felt the same. I thought the language for those two girls at the start was atrocious. Then all of a sudden they started to dub it. So I don't know whether they caught themselves on. Like some of the characters, yes, they were okay, but I'll be honest with you, there was no substance to the complete programme. Just basically bobbling. It was like watching Channel 5 Big Brother. Not that I watch that, but that's basically what it was, the radio version.
Well, here's your chance to tell the man responsible for the programme then your thoughts. Stephen's listening, tell him.
Well, I'm only after saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, but direct them at him.
Well, Stephen, I watched it myself and my wife. And
it was a new experience for me. Frank is a guest in the show rather than presenting it. I'm slightly nervous. Carry on, mate.
Say it again.
Go ahead, Frank.
All right. I watched it, and first of all, the language of the two girls at the start, and then it was dubbed, which was fair enough. There was no substance, basically, in most of it, especially the two girls were two ladies who were bobbling on, basically about the same thing, chain smoking. I mean, Stephen, personally, I like your programme, the radio. I like watching your TV programme. I love what's on. My personal view is it's a step too far.
Well, listen, first of all, I respect your comments. The swearing issue is an issue that opinion will be divided. There's absolutely no doubt about that, right? About whether we should be bleeping swear words or not. And I'm not actually sure what the right answer is. But when you talk about people chain smoking, those women smoke, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to distort the image? And you know that those. I actually think Anne Marie and Marie were quite insightful, actually, in that they weren't saying, look, you know, during the benefits discussion, they weren't sitting there talking absolute nonsense. You might not have agreed with them, but they were trying to explain to you that they'd worked during their lives, they've got an illness. They consider themselves, one of the ladies was saying that she considers herself to be a full-time worker and that she's looking after a child and she's doing the housework. Are those not valid points, at least, for us to get across? And then the other thing, Frank, that I'm just not sure about, the programme's supposed to be a bit of fun as well.
Let Frank back in again, Stephen. Go ahead, Frank.
Right. What they were talking about, basically, they spent half an hour talking about the same thing. There's no substance of what they were talking about. You could have said that there within bite. And as for being a mother looking after a child, there's plenty of people in this country who do the same thing and work at the same time. Now, I'm not talking about what was wrong here. That's, that doesn't really come into it. The idea that they think that they're the only ones that has to be in benefits and look after children. I mean, there's thousands of people do the same, both fathers and mothers. So, but the main thing, I'm not talking about that, Stephen, that's your own personal life. The substance of what they were speaking about could have been said within minutes. It went on and on and on and on. Stephen, there was no substance to it. There's nothing there to keep me to it. As I say, I like your radio program. I love your TV show.
Will you watch the next episode?
Pardon?
Will you watch the next episode?
The reason I'll watch the next episode, just to see.
Oh, you will watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but hold it. I've watched the first
episode. There's a typical Nolan show viewer.
I've watched the first episode, so it would be wrong of me to say, right, the first episode, they didn't get it right. I'm not going to give it a chance. You might change things. I don't know. I watched the second episode. As I say, I do like Stephen Nolan's shows, but this one doesn't do it for me. And personally, it's my own personal view. I think it's a step too far for Stephen Nolan, quite honestly.
Gosh.
Stephen?
Hold on.
Let Stephen respond to that first of all. Just step too far, Stephen.
I think Frank's entitled to his opinion. I don't think it's a step too far or wouldn't have done it. And look, here, this is what I want to do in the BBC, right? I want to make talk about TV. I don't want to make TV where you're not too sure whether it's on. You haven't really noticed whether it's on. I reckon there's a lot of people talking about that programme. last night. I want to challenge some of the norms. I want to ruffle a few feathers. I want to try to bring new stuff to the BBC. And I genuinely, I had a feeling about Nolan Live when I brought it to the BBC about 10 years ago. I had a feeling about the radio show, and I've got the same feeling about this series. I genuinely think that this could be a cracking series. I think it is a cracking series. And I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
Well, let's hear from the much-talked-about Marie and her friend Anne-Marie, because Vinnie is with them in their home this morning. Vinnie, they've been listening, I think, to the discussion so far. A lot of people have mixed views on them this morning. Some people like them. Some people thought that they were just a little bit too much and they were a step too far. What do they make of it all the backlash?
Yeah. Exactly. They've been sitting here listening to what's been said on the radio. I'm on now what will be, I guess, a famous living room sandwich in between Marie on the left of your screen when you're watching the programme and Anne-Marie on the right. Marie, you've heard a lot of the criticism this morning. What did you think?
Well, where Frank's concerned, if he didn't like the show, why watch it?
Yeah.
You know, there's 800-odd channels still on Sky. And then if we were that bad, Frank, why watch us next week too?
What about when you were watching it last night? Did you have a bit of a party? What was your prep for the debut?
Well, me, Omri, my kids, and my friends were all sitting here, and it was so strange seeing ourselves on TV. And yeah, the children actually went over to the shop and bought goodies and juice and everything else for it.
Yeah. So criticism of the. That, you know, maybe that you're on benefits, criticism of the smoking, of the swearing. What do you say to people that were watching the programme last night and had an issue with any of those?
Well, that's life, you know. People smoke, people curse, people where benefits are concerned.
You curse just a little bit now. And you promised, they both promised me this morning there would be no swearing on air. You're being, see, you're minding your...
Yeah, exactly.
Anne-Marie, what did you think when you first watched it and you saw yourself on the screen?
Jesus, look at the state of my hair.
Seriously, though, did you like it? What were you expecting?
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was very, very good, but I still can't get over the state of my hair. So it was...
And what did your family and friends think? What kind of feedback have you had so far?
Very, very good. My sister and all my family and friends thought it was brilliant, like, and they were hilarious, and they can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah. You've had an unusual comparison, Marie. You've been compared to some of the Muppets. Which ones are these?
Yeah, the two-eyed grumpy old men that sit in the booth.
Statler and Waldorf, is that? I think that's right. Yeah, compliment or not?
I would say a compliment because...
Yeah.
So if they're remembered and we're getting compared to them, then we are going to be remembered.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, you could now be recognised in the street. There could be an element of newfound fame here. What do you think of that? Is it something you're prepared for?
Well, I did say last night, even on Facebook, my life isn't going to be the same after the show goes out. But sure,
we're prepared.
Well prepared.
Tell me this, Anne-Marie, and I don't want you to sugarcoat it. I want you to be honest.
Just watch your P's and Q's,
yes. But what was it like working with Stephen? I've been working with him for 7 years now, and I know he's a nightmare. Was he the same with you, or was he nice and polite?
No, Stephen was nice and polite.
He
was a real gentleman, awful nice man.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yes. I've seen him in different ways, but I thought he was very, very nice, very funny.
Going from your scene last night, I think you're being the lick now. So we'll say no more.
No more on that.
And what about going forward? Are you looking forward to the other four episodes, or are you a bit nervous and anxious about it?
No, I'm looking forward to it. Even with the feedback that was on Twitter last night, and even the feedback that was on Facebook and that, and listening to some of the feedback on the show this morning, I'm actually looking forward to it. You know, there's more positive feedback than what there is actually negative feedback.
Yeah. And finally, relating back to the newfound celeb status, then, you know, you've been on the front page of the papers a few times, including this morning. Are you framing these? What do you think?
I'm going to go and get my hair done.
Apparently, Stephen's calling out here. He doesn't realise you can't necessarily hear him. What was it you wanted to ask, Stephen?
Go ahead, Stephen.
I just wanted to say to the two girls, be yourself and be proud of who you are. And I know that's what you're doing on screen, and that's what I find so endearing about you both. You know, you're not different.
Thank you very much, Stephen. We'll always be ourselves, and you know that. We'll never change for anybody.
I know that, and that's the whole point of what I genuinely want. I want this series to be a laugh, but to the chattering classes that don't want people like you and me on the BBC, do you know what? We're going to be on the BBC, and with as much entitlement to being on the BBC as anybody else. And that's what I want to be. So be proud of yourselves, and you've given us a lot of laughs. You actually ambushed me a couple of times in the next couple of episodes, which no doubt people will love.
A
hairy moment for me, Billy, which you'll enjoy too. Coming up, episode 3 in particular.
As long as you get your just desserts, Stephen, I'm happy with that. But me and Marie and Amory are going to get a copy here. I'm going to get their autograph, and then back to you. And don't listen to Stephen. You're in control now. Yeah,
speaking of just desserts, Stephen, a lot of text coming into the program, and here's a Nolan question for you. How much did you get for this program last night? Because a lot of license fee payers say it was a waste of money.
They're saying it's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can I reply to that? I'm sorry if they feel that we're doing our best to make a program and to make it as good as we can. And I think, I think it's a quality show. I genuinely think it's a quality show. And look, what I want to do is I want to hear feedback. That's the other thing. I'd love to hear feedback today. Of what people are saying. Is it all negative ender? Yeah.
No, absolutely. There's a mix, and we're going to hear actually from Joe from Belfast now, who watched it last night and enjoyed it. So have a listen to what Joe thinks of it. Joe, go ahead.
Well, I watched it last night, and to be quite honest with you, I thought it was hilarious. It was hilarious. See, the subjects that was on about the dog that found the States, Mormon, brilliant. I've seen people doing it, hanging dogs start on branches. I've also seen people, you know, you've seen about the chips, rubbing the chips on the windscreen. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Everybody would want to do that, you know, where people throwing chips and stuff out of their cars. You seen it there last night. Also seen the other side of it was the people talking about benefits and that. Now, that's what people do. Listen, I live in areas where people sit like that and talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in places where people, you know, are sort of hoity-toity, they don't want to bother. Yeah. People say to me, do you phone the Nolan Show? I do, because you know why? The Nolan Show give ordinary people an opportunity to express themselves. That's what Nolan does. And you see, I always wanted to know what Norman looked like. Always wanted to know, because I always sat in the house and said, are they locked down there and bang our Bible thumping and getting on? I wonder what he looks like.
So what is
I tried to describe him to the wife the other day there, and I got it totally wrong when I seen him sitting there, seen me and the woman sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, to be quite honest with you, let's get it right.
So it was like a snapshot of real life for you then, was it, Joe?
It's a great entertainment, you know what I mean? Lighten up a wee bit here, you know what I mean? These are ordinary people that brightened up last 40 minutes. I sat, it was hilarious. I have to say, it was hilarious.
David, go ahead. What do you think?
Next one.
I think this is Stephen's best show that he's made so far. And I've heard people saying about the bad language and stuff that was used. Well, it happened at night time after 9 p.m. And if it was during the day, I would understand people complaining about bad language. But other than that, it was a very good programme. Congratulations, Stephen. Keep it up.
Stephen?
Thank you very much, David. Thank you. I've just been told that the viewing figures for last night's show were very, very big, actually. So a lot of people have watched it. Thank you for watching it. Alex, can I ask you and Tina, you know, because this is what we've done is we've developed a new format, obviously, around this show. How do you think we could make it better? Do you think if we did a segment in it that gave a little bit more about the characters, Alex, do you think that would help?
Well, I think it would, Stephen, because one of the reasons is, I say, lots of us know the characters from, we know the voices, we know the views, but sometimes it just, you know, we had the Marie and Anne-Marie And one piece of advice to them, if they're still listening, don't change. Just be yourselves. Don't think of the audience anymore. Just say what you would always say. Because I think the temptation with television, you do a couple of programs, and then you start reacting to what you think the audience want you to be. Just be yourselves. But yes, I would like to know a little bit more about them, just because it informs, as you know, I'm a writer, it's my job, I'm a commentator, I like the background. And the other thing I would say, Stephen, I don't think I've ever told you this before, I remember about 9 years, shortly after you'd started the BBC programme, a very senior member of the BBC, very senior, one of the top floor guys, you know, said to me in passing, we're just chatting about it, and I said, yeah, I quite like listening. I don't think I'd ever done anything with you at that point, but I said, yeah, I quite like listening to him. He taps an audience that no one else is getting, and we hear voices that we don't hear, and that's important. They just said to me, your last 6 months, and that's over 10 years ago. The same when your program, when your BBC program is live, people go, oh, it won't survive, there isn't the audience. I think it may be for the same for this, Stephen. Yes, some of us, I have a few difficulties, the language, you know I'm not a prude, just little things. I'd like to know a little bit about background. I think it'll survive. I think
we have about a minute, and I want to hear from Carmel, one of the stars of the show as well. Carmel, your phone hasn't stopped ringing all morning.
Off the hook and all last night. And I think my wee dog Teddy has got his own agent now. And it's been absolutely marvellous. And I enjoyed every minute that I done off it. And it was great. I really, really enjoyed it. From Scotland and England and everything, people I haven't heard from years.
Mm-hmm. And that was a real caramel we got last night.
That was a real caramel.
Warts and all.
That was warts and all, everything. And I must congratulate Stephen. I think the show is absolutely marvellous. And good on Anne-Marie and Anne. It was brilliant. Everything was great.
Okay, Carmel. Thank you very much indeed for that, Carmel. They're one of the stars of the show last night. And if you missed it, by the way, it's available on iPlayer. Just go to bbc.co.uk/Nolan for the link. It's well worth watching. Lots more still to come in the programme between now.